Blog Talk Radio. And let the God of all comfort comfort me.
My name is Evangelist Monica Hardaway, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. My ministry is Inspirees Outreach. I will be teaching on Don't Be Offended. I would like to thank Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International, under the leadership of Elder Quentin Dox and Pastor Prophetess Teresa Dox. It's a blessing to be under their leadership, and I thank them for this opportunity to be able to give out a message to the people. And so I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful and thankful for them, and I just pray over their ministry. I thank God for them. I thank God that He's going to bless them with prosperity, abundance, and increase, and enlarge their territory. So I just thank them today. I just want to start with Colossians 3 and 13, not easily offended. 1 Corinthians 13 and 5 is love is not easily provoked or offended. So it's unloving to be offended. The meaning of to be offended is when it's characteristics of irritated, annoyed, angry, resentment, displeased, upset, hurt, and wounded. God is the only one who can lay a legitimate claim to be offended, since He is the only perfect, righteous, holy being. God's corrections on our mistakes is sometimes looks as He's angry. Offended brings hurt and pain. While offended is to hurt, the feeling of to displease and to anger and to insult. Ha- having hurt feelings or being offended is a choice. Allowing another person to hurt you and hurt your feelings or allowing someone to offend you is not short of self-imposed mental cruelty. We feel offended by the lack of attention on the part of others, refusal of offers of help. We feel helpless and humiliated by others. If you often find yourself in the position of being easily offended, there are 7 ways that can help you counter those feelings. Understand your feelings. Understand why someone is being offensive. Recognize construction criticism. Recognize the effects of intoxication. Learn to meditate and expand your cultural horizon. The Bible teaches us to not be grudge or ignore insults against us in Proverbs 12 and 6 and Leviticus 19 and 8. We must remember it's a sin to allow other people to offend us and stop us from doing all what God wants us to do or has called us to do. These are some scriptures if you want to read about offended is Matthew 7 and 27, 13 and 57, Luke 7 and 2, and John 6 and 61. If anyone is offended because of me, he is blessed, and that's Matthew 1 and 6. We all have been in a situation where we choose not to be offended. God, we make choices on if we want to be offended or not be offended. When we choose not to follow, when we choose to not follow the word of God and his laws, then that's when we are offended. When we keep and we'll keep sinning and we'll stay in the enemy's court. There's a prayer that you can say about being offended. Heavenly Father, thank you for that. I am, excuse me, that I am made in your image, and I was created by you. Thank you. I find my identity in you. Thank you that it's only your word and your opinion that matters. Lord, give me your ear to hear and help me not to be easily offended and easily angered. Help me lay down my offenses to which I am carrying. Let me live in the freedom of your love, joy, and forgiveness. Help me live not my flesh, but supernaturally in the fullness and the freshness of your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. We have to guard our heart, and that's Proverbs 24 and 3, and we have to call it always, call it joy. That's James 1 and 2. I was in a situation in my life not too long ago where I had a choice to be offended or not to be offended. And through that process, I chose not to be offended. So what I did was I had to pray. My prayer was I would not be offended. I would not be offended. I spoke it out of my mouth each and every day. And I did this for like, I had to go through a process where it was 13 days of not being offended because the situation that I was in, I could have been easily offended, but I had to stand on God's word and God's promise that I would not be offended. So if you're in a situation and you're going through a situation where things is happening that's hurting you, and it was painful. I mean, it was painful. I felt very hurt, but I chose to stand on God's word and promises. And so I prayed each and every day that I would not be offended. And so when it came down to the final day, I chose that I would not be offended. So we just have to just praise and worship through our trials and tribulations when we're going through something. We have to just give God the glory, give God the praise and honor, because long as you're on this earth, long as you're living, you're going to be going through some trials and tribulations, and things might come up where you might be offended. So you have to just trust and believe in God's word that you will not be offended in all your situations that you're going through. And so we just come up with a prayer like I did. And my prayer was not to be offended. I would not be offended. I would not be offended, because your words have power. Your words have power. And when you speak those words that you would not be offended, that's what happened. I was not offended. Even though I carried the pain and I carried the hurt in me, I could have reacted a different way. And I chose to honor God. I chose to act the way God would want me to act. And I wanted to be pleasing to him. So that was the reason why I chose not to be offended. So we have to just make sure that we stay on God's word and his promises, and stay on God's and just go by God's laws, his laws and his commandments. And long as we do that, people won't offend you so easily. So I just want to say that I want to just say that if you don't have a relationship with God, that you have to make sure that you get to know him. Get to know him, because we're in a very unstable time and an unstable season right now, where you can get easily offended. There's a lot of people that's going around right now with protesting and different things that's going on in the world. The election is coming up, and people are getting more and more offended and more angry about different things that's going on. So that's why you have to have a prayer life. You have to have a relationship with God, so that you can continue to be able to deal with situations when they come up against you, and so you won't be easily offended. So I just want to say that we have to make sure that our relationship with God is strong, especially during this time. So I just want to say that if you don't have a relationship with God, you can say this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead, and turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. And I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. This is the first step in having a relationship with God. So if you would like to be a part of Kingdom Builders Development Institution or Kingdom Builders International, you can call the number 313-583-9739, or you can PayPal or email at kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com/KBDI, and you can sow a seed and giveify. And this is a ministry that you definitely want to sow a seed, because you will receive a blessing and a harvest. It's definitely a ministry that you want to give to. So I just want to thank everyone today that joined me for this message. And I just say God bless you, and God keep you, and continue to stay safe in this unstable time that we're going through, make sure that you follow the necessary laws to continue to keep yourself covered in Jesus' blood, and make sure that you're safe in your family, and continue to pray, and you continue to pray that God is covered you and your family in his blood. And so I just want to thank everyone that joined me this evening, that I'm on the line every fourth Thursday at 6 o'clock, and you can join me for another message. God bless you, and I love you. Amen. Jesus' name.